السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. And Allah ta'ala take great work of being from you, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan irrajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Muharram 1447, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Qaf, chapter number 50 and verses 30 to 33. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala explains to us what will unfold and what will occur and happen on the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. Chapter 50, verse 30, Yawma, on that day, the day of Qiyamah. Why Qiyamah? لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِن مَقَابِرِهِمْ. The people will be resurrected, standing up from their graves. Whether they were buried in the grave, whether their bodies were there in the ocean and not retrieved, whether they were cremated, every person will be resurrected. Every creation will be resurrected. That is Qudrat-e-Kamila, the absolute authority, majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. Naqulu li jahannama. Allah Ta'ala uses the royal pronoun we to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. That day we will address li jahannama to jahannam and the hellfire. Halim talati, are you packed to capacity? So then jahannam will answer, wataqul, and she will say, jahannam is feminine. So wataqul and jahannam will say, hal min mazid, are there more to come? Put them inside. There's a lot of place here. They can be packed more than sardines, as we say in English. Imagine Jahannam will say that. In Islam, we only have one concept of success, and that Almighty Allah is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. People can say he or she is successful, but Allah Jalla Wala states, only these people are successful. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. The people who are taken far, far away from the hellfire and Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ, and they are admitted into Jannah through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, فَقَدْ فَاز, indeed they are the only successful ones. So this is enshrined in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 and verse number 185. So we should understand what success really means. That is the success. Well, and that is one side of the spectrum and the coin. The other side, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ وَقُرِّبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ. Jannah will be brought nearer and nearer. But for who? لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. For people who have taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, they stayed away from kufr and blasphemy, from shirk and polytheism, from nifaq and hypocrisy. They stayed away from the major minor sins. They tried their level best. Yes, they committed some sins also, but innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'at. So remember the good deeds. It erases and expunges the vices and the evil. غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ Not far at all. Subhanallah, what can we tell you regarding Jannat and Paradise is beyond our perception, comprehension. I'll just give you one example what the ulama have wrote. In this world, I remember when we were very, very young. So we had in Heidelberg, it was our shop, our house, and then it was Baba's house, and then passed by Baba, he passed away. And then Ahmad by Timur, he passed away. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So there's Abbas by Baba and them, they had a nice plum tree, you know. So we used to climb up the tree and take the plums from there, you see. So that is how things were in those days, you must remember. So Allah Jalla wa Ala is telling us about Jannah. Fi Jannatin Aliyah. Oh, you the people who will be Maimans. Maimon don't mean you will be speaking, you must remember Maimon language. Ulaika ashabul maimana. Chapter number 90, verse 18. Those who receive their boarding pass, those who receive their book of deeds in the right hand, they are the maimana. So once you got that, Allah says, fi jannatin aliyah, you will enter Jannah, the exalted ones, the sublime ones, so high it will be. قُتُوفُ آدَانِيَا So yeah, in Jannat, the fruit will be at the bottom and the roots will be on top. Allah Jalla Wala states in Surah Al-Haqqah, chapter number 69, verse 23, and the fruits will be right near you. Imagine the plums, the peaches, the mangoes, the leeches, whatever you can dream and think of. And the names are the same, but the taste is beyond perception, comprehension. Subhanallah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdausil a'la. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, we ask you, we beg you, grant us all jannatal firdausil a'la. And especially our family members, our parents, our siblings, and our children, our spouses, and all those who passed away, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamik, through your grace, mercy, and benevolence. Hada ma tu'adun. This is what has been promised. Likulli awwabin hafiz. Likulli rajjain awwab. The people who keep on turning to Allah. You read after Maghrib Salat, the 6 rakats. So what you call it, Salatul Awabin. So remember that you are turning more to Almighty Allah, Awab. Hafiz, they are those people who guard. They guard the injunctions, the commandments of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. They carry out the teaching, preaching of Habibuna, Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Man khashiya ar-Rahman. There are two words here, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we need to understand. I am here live in the studio, right? But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala reward the Capital Group, you know, for all the sponsorships and so forth. So now, Allah forbid a snake, a tiger, a lion enters here. What will happen? Our huzu will break and Junaid Mota and myself, you all run away. What are you going to do? So that you call khawf. You call that a natural response and reaction, khawf, fear. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghayb. Who fears Almighty Allah, who's Rahman, who's very gracious, bil ghayb, in the unseen. We can't see you, Rabb, but we love you the most. We love you because you are the only creator. You are the only Malik. You gave us everything from head to toe and this entire planet Earth. You created for us the entire universe for our benefit. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا So khashya, innama yakhshya Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest muftis and ulama and jurists and scholars in the whole of Indo-Pak, the subcontinent, writes, you must remember in his Ma'ariful Quran, his magnum opus, that people will say the ulama, we read Bukhari Sharif and read this kitab and that hadith and that tafsir. And he said that is not ulama. Ulama are those who have khashya, Allah Jalla says, Innama yakhshallaha min ibadil ulama. Only those people are the ulama from Allah's servants who has the quality of khashya. So there Allah used the present term, yakhshallah. Here it is mentioned, man khashya rahman. So at all times. So this fear is based on the love of Almighty Allah. It's based on the respect of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, how can I continue with my vices and sins, with my eyes, with my ears, with my tongue, with my anatomy, with my body and limbs and so forth, whilst your bounties are recurring, showering upon me every hour, every minute, every moment, every second. So the love of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who have true, perfect iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah, Quran says. So khashya is based on the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Islam, based on adab, the respect for Almighty Allah, the respect for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is in the unseen. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. And that person comes with a heart that is turning with repentance every day, every time to Almighty Allah. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. And turn to your Allah, turn to your Allah immediately. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us from those people who repent sincerely and daily, and don't say, tomorrow, tomorrow when I'm old. You might not see sunrise today, you might not see sunset today, and we are gone and it's history. So immediately we have to make sincere tawbah and become min at-tawwabin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Verily, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and profusely, and Allah loves those people who are pure and cleansing themselves outwardly, externally, and internally. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. May Allah Jalla Wala make us from them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Muharram 1447 and day number 650. There in Gaza al-Mubarakah today. So we should know all these dates and so forth, because why? We have to teach our students, our children, grandchildren, instead of teaching them Mickey Mouse stories and all these things, they teach them all these things. So these are the views, news, views, interviews, remember, locally, nationally, and globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 9 jutlas dispatched to hell by Hamas, the Jihad Islami, 1 jutla committed suicide. You see, in the Haaretz newspaper, the suicide story is mentioned. So they can't love. They will never have peace, the Jutlas. Allah has mentioned this in the Quran Sharif more than 1400 years ago. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the harami, has lost his majority in the Knesset. The Shash party, and those are the religious guys, religious in inverted commas according to them, because remember they say the Torah students must be exempted from military conscription, and they have pulled out. So now he's in a minority, but they say we will not take action against him now. And if they take action against him, then there will have to be elections and so forth. So they are just keeping quiet, and they're keeping their sword dangling above his head. You see that? Israel is killing children and targeting children deliberately. Gideon Levy's article in the Haaretz. Israel attacks Damascus. You see that? The other side is Julani. He's another hypocrite, if you ask me. And this side, they are the Jutlas. So the Jutlas are saying, the Haramis, the Israeli Zionists, they say, no, we are protecting the Druze. The Druze are Pakka Shias, and the worst type of Shia, Pakka Kafir, out of the fold of Islam. But they're not only protecting them, they attack the headquarters and of the defense and so forth. There are 200 missiles fired in 24 hours there to Damascus. Take Israel out of the equation and Gaza war will stop. The war against Yemen will stop. The war against Lebanon will stop. The war against Syria will stop. Therefore, it is compulsory upon the true Muslims. I don't speak of these Murtadin and Munafiqin and Kafirin. I speak of true Muslims is compulsory upon us to eliminate and wipe them off the face of the earth. That is what needs to be done with Israel, the rogue regime. They killed 3 people, injured over 30. They can do as they please. The GOP. Do you know the GOP? The grand old party. So that is Trump and Biden and all these. Biden is for the Democrats. Those he is from the who? Trump and Bush and them, the grand old party. So the Republican Party, they call them the GOP. So they voted against. You must remember transparency. They say, no. All the files of Epstein cannot be released and so forth. Why? You're going to get all the juicy, loosey little details. What Trump was doing with 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old. These are rapists. These are worse than animals and barbarians. You must remember that. And he's guilty on 34 charges already. This is your America. You thought America is what you see in your haram Hollywood, Bollywood. So America is stinking from Washington to Tel Aviv. The Jutlas, you must remember, they say that the Gazan people, men, women, children, cannot enter the sea there in Gaza. You enter the sea, we shoot you. So that is their democracy, the most moral army in the world. Haramis, one settler, one bullet. They are a cursed nation, the scum of the earth. They are swines and pigs and donkeys and monkeys. All that enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, and chapter 62, verse number 5. So now see the Hague group there in Colombia. So what they say, they have taken steps and all that and against Israel. So this is more than 30 countries, Colombia, Bogota, we went there, South Africa, many other countries. So very good, at least something you are doing. So now the Jutlas got top shot lawyers and attorneys and senior counsel. So now they are saying, you must remember that you, the ICC prosecutor, you better withdraw that what you said, war criminal and so forth, genocide, whatever, against him, Bibi Netanyahu. Otherwise, you yourself will be destroyed. You see that? The bullying tactics of America, the bullying tactics of Israel. We say the biggest terrorists on earth today are America and Israel. And you can just see it. You must be a moron if you can't see that. The GHF, again, America, Israel, the Gaza Humanitarian Fund and all that. So killed more than 700 Palestinians and all that already. Just a children they are murdering and killing. Trump attacks Powell, you see, the chief of the finance and so forth. But Trump appointed him in his first term and now he wants to fire him, but they say he can't fire him. Listen to this story here. Just listen. This is your America. Big pakka haramis. If you don't know the word pakka, it means 100%. So 5 people sent to Swaziland. You see that? Iswatani, Tini, whatever they call it. We say Swaziland. What they call them? They call it barbaric. How much did you collect, Swaziland? How many million dollars did America give you for these 5 people? You see, money speaks all languages. What the hell Swaziland got to do with these people? So now they will be kept there, a guy from where? From Vietnam and here and there. They say they will stay here and then they will repatriate them to their own countries and all. So the other time they send the guys to South Sudan. That is America. You should know all these things. We must name them, shame them and nail them. That is our job. Remember that whether you like, don't like, it's not our business. Big protest in Berlin there in Germany against the Jutla who opened the Israeli restaurant. Wherever the Jutlas open, you must protest. You must tell them you pack up and foot sex from our country. We don't want you here. And you Zionists who are in South Africa and you think you're going to come and dictate to us, we say foot sex to Israel. And if you don't know what foot sex means, then you must go ask your brothers here. Listen to this story here. This is a juicy Lucy story. You see, there's a country called Thailand. You must listen, Junaid Mota. Listen to the story. Don't catch fish there. So now you must remember Thailand and the capital is Bangkok, right? I've been there also. The crazy place. You can see how crazy they are. Listen to the story. Whenever I just smile, you know. So Thailand is a country that is run by the Buddhists. So they have their temples and all that, the monks and all that. So one lady went to the monk and she tuned up the monk. Said, what you shaking here, shake me up little bit. So that monk got busy. Then the second monk got busy. Then the third monk got busy. They said, I to go haru lage. You see, the monks were enjoying themselves with this prostitute and so forth. But they didn't know she's videoing them and saying that you think I'm a fool. Better start paying, otherwise I go public. So she got to, I don't know how many monks to the cleaners. And now the Thai authorities put her in jail for blackmailing the monks. I wonder what happened to them. They see the lady, they put her in jail. What happened to the monks? They defrocked them, I'm sure of that. They'd have to go for rifle repairs, so you must remember them. Listen to this shocking story. Shocking, shocking. And I sent it out yesterday. The Saudis, Pakka Kafir government. Emiratis of their Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Pakka Kafir government. Jordan, Urdun, Pakka Kafir, 100% non-Muslim government. These haramis, that if they know that you are staying in their country and you are assisting the Palestinians, Hamas and so forth, they lock you up and arrest you. So what you Salafi scholars have to say, these people are Muslim. I say Pakka Kafir and quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for these Najdis and Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, your Riyad and all those areas there. And for these Arabs, yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said authentic Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. All Sahih, authentic Hadith. UK paid the government, YouTube, you know those YouTube characters, they paid them to write, you understood what? Nice stories about UK and Givna for influence. Yeah, in South Africa, we had one so-called ambassador. He used to give the guys there in Cape Town brown envelopes, write good stories. But Allah does grace them, see that? So that is what happens when you place your trust on people. Always you will get disgraced. Just now you will hear a story. You will be shocked. So you must remember that. Le Pen, you know Le Pen? So she is from France. So she's anti-Islam Muslim. She has to pay the European Union 300,000 euros. They say that she also corrupted, but she has to pay now. Ukraine, the prime minister and president were Jutlas. That Jutla prime minister had enough, he resigned. From Russia with love, Putin knocked out the drones coming in from Ukraine and Russia giving them a good hiding. And they're not worried at all about Trump's threats and warnings. They told Trump, go to hell. You know we can beat you and we can beat NATO and Europe. Let's come to our stories, South African stories. Now listen carefully, I want all ears. SAHUK. SAHUK means South African Hajj and Umrah Council. They released a statement, right? Yesterday, I read it, many people sent it to me, then everybody made their own comments and all that. I'm just telling you what one brother told me. Who's this brother? You'll come to know everything today, and we will send everything out to them. We will send it out to thousands. If you send it out to millions, also is very good. So now, this brother went for Hajj this year, right? 2025, okay? You know how much he paid the agent? 300,000 per person. For him, 300,000, his wife, 300,000, and his son, 300,000. How much is that? 900,000. But he made Hajj, not special services, non-special. He paid for the transport, everything, that's what he says. And I don't got no reason not to believe him. I know him for the past 30, 40 years, you know. So you must remember that. So he says, I paid for transport, but they made me pay again there. How he justified this? He says he wrote a letter to the president of SAHUK. There's no reply. Never mind reply. There's no acknowledgement. So how you run an operation like that? You are not a private company. You, SAHUK, you got millions and millions in your account. How come you're charging and ripping off the Haji so much? Anyway, the Papa can dance today. We're releasing that letter of the brother. And I'll tell you straight. I told him, release it. You understood? We must take these people to the cleaners. Some of them are ripping off the Hajis. The guy paid almost a million. And go listen to how he performed Hajj. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. No, we can't allow that. So water shortages coming in Gauteng, courtesy ANC. Hopeless, useless, bloated government. Half of them, three quarters of them must be fired. They're sitting on their laurels and the fat cats are there. Oh, Chunu. Chunu is the guy. They fired him. You know, fired him, meaning they gave him a holiday for 6 months. So they say he's the chief of the police and this and that, but he's corrupted according to them also. So they say he's not immune from prosecution. If they find him guilty, so they'll find him guilty and all that, all stories. Cyril was grilled yesterday by MK. MK, you know who grilled him? Oh, Sloppy. Sloppy is a big-time judge, and he took Cyril to the cleaners. And then EFF's, Malema's party, they finished up Cyril yesterday. You must listen to that debate. Okay? So our program today is Thursday. Our Natal tour kicks off today. We will be, you must remember, going to Lotus World. You know where's Lotus World? So there in Vellum, you see, there's a masjid there. And where is it located? Next to Haji Sahib Boxer Asmal. So we will be there for supper. And then we just go to the masjid and we'll have not live on the radio. This is all private programs. Like, you know, we're coming for a jalsa there. So therefore, okay, our program today will be, you must remember, between 11 and 12. So you must remember that will be on nikah and so forth with Mohana Zahid. Yesterday I went to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. We his first students, you know, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy from 1974. So then when I was leaving, they gave me the latest kitab. The 10th volume, Al-Mujalladul Ashir of Hazrat Fatwa Kitab, Fatawa Da'alum Zakaria, masterpiece. You see that on the way I'm reading it while I'm driving also, you see, I said, let me check what is inside. So you must remember this, so all of you ulama and students and people who know Urdu Arabic is a must for you. Buy it, mashallah, and you'll benefit greatly, inshallah. Jee Maha Salim Kareem, we have 15 minutes left, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I have given my zakat to an organization. However, found out that 5 years later, the collector used my money for his personal gain. Is my zakat accepted?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So yeah, let me start with the other way around. When I tell you today in South Africa and Africa and in the world, 80%, 70% of these organizations are mufatiyas. Either they will eat up the money or either they will take quarter the money, and some ulama organizations also. So make no mistake about that. And they pocket half the money, quarter the money, and make you fools and idiots. Therefore, me, I don't trust them. I was last week in PE, I had some zakat, I give it to Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq. They say, Hazrat, this is zakat, finish. Whatever amount we want to give. So that is, go give to people you know. Otherwise, give people, remember yourself. Why you want to use these organizations? Now look at this. If you got proof, my brother, I'm telling you nicely, if you got proof that you gave zakat to ABC and they ate it up and you got documentary evidence, you send it to me, I will send it out. Like what you're going to do today. So you must remember these type of things here. So we can't be having, you know, all this corruption and all these type of things. So now you have to repay your zakat. So just do that. But my advice to you, that organization, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is, you must name them, shame them and nail them. So they will know they can't do that with other people, or they must close shop because they're a bunch of mufatiyas.
Mufti Sahib, what is the Islamic ruling on going on hunger strike?
Totally haram. Hunger strike is not permissible. So you stay there and all that, remember, and they're committing suicide there. And you say, no, till you release me from jail, then I'll go on hunger strike. Now you endanger your life. You there can't eat, you can't drink, you eat little bit. Little. No, it's not permissible in Islam. You can't be destroying yourself and so forth. So hunger strike in the political circles, they might think is good. Islamic is haram. Anything that's going to lead to suicide, remember it's haram, so this is like suicide you are doing. So something Allah Ta'ala gave you and now you say, no, I will go this. You're saying hunger strike is not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, the following two statements we made on the Jummah platform last week. Number one, if you give cold ring to the Jamaat, Allah will give you a dastarkhan in Jannah. One, if Jamaat visits you, 40 days of your sins are forgiven. Is there any truth in this?
SubhanAllah, if you give cold ring, then they'll ask which flavor of which cold ring, Papa. You must remember what happens if you give water and all. You see, the truth be told. Yesterday, I was discussing with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. You know, we discussed many issues. So I told Hazrat, I said, Hazrat, let us be honest that today our tasawwuf, our this, our that, isn't there hulu? I gave him few. Hulu means people are going to other extremes now. You don't understand? So he said, of course there is. You don't understand? That's why I'm taking Hazrat's name. So you must in certain things, not all things, now certain things. So tasawwuf, hanka is very good. But people go beyond the limit. You understand? You tell them the sheikh of theirs is wrong. You just see what they will do. They will never accept it. They blind followers, majority of them. The work of tabligh and jamaat, I told you 100 times. Last week I gave a lecture in Uttanaik. And I said the work of tabligh and jamaat is the best work in the world in the past 100 years. There's no Darul Uloom, there's no alim, there's no sheikh who did the work of tabligh jamaat. But some workers get carried away and they make these kind of statements. Now you speak of cold drink. So the cold drink itself you get in today is doubtful. So you must remember that we say Coke and Pepsi and all that, you shouldn't even be drinking. Coke, we have the letter somewhere, you understood? I just go to Majlis website, you will find it there. There is a small percentage of, you must remember, alcohol inside there. So I can't remember when last I drank Coke, you understood? Similarly, Pepsi, we stay away from these things here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'ma yuribuka ila ma'la yuribuk, authentic hadith. Leave that which places you into doubt and opt for that in which there's no doubt. So you see, sometimes the worker, maybe the guy likes some cold drink, so he make a statement like that. Hey, Papa, give us some nice cold drink here. You will get Jannah. You will get food in Jannah. It's all fairy tales, these things here. You must remember. Then you say, if the Jamaat comes, then what, 40 days since, I don't know what. No. There's no dalil for these things here. So that is hulu. You must remember, hulu means you're going to another extreme. You must stick to the 6 points. You're not an alim or whatever, or even if you're an alim, you're just quoting here and there and all that. I told you 100 times. I never saw Tariq Jamil in my life. I never met him and I don't want to meet him. You understood? From 1998, I'm banging on this, I'm making this noise here. I told about Katani, also Molana, that what you quoting all this modu, fabricated, concocted ahadi, is it haram for you to do that? You got the shock. You say, no, I'm quoting Tariq Jamil. I say, he's the biggest culprit in this. So you see today what has happened. All these things here, they banned him so many places. So we must remember that people today, they talk a lot of nonsense and then they disgrace a lot of other people in this. Our aim must be to teach Islam, to propagate Islam, but the authentic Islam. Not your Islam which you concocting and fabricating and so forth, and you lying against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what it means. This hadith is mutawatir. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. All 7 of them to mention it. Man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar. When you lie against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deliberately, you land up straight in Jahannam. And if you're a Maulvi and you did that on a Friday, so tomorrow is Friday, is farz and wajib upon you to retract that statement in public and say, me, I made a terrible mistake and I retract it and so forth. At-tawbatu mislul hawba. If I say something that's totally wrong here on the platform here, then I have to retract it on the platform. If I said it privately and it's wrong, I have to retract it. That is Islam, remember that. So what he said and the way he said, there's no authenticity to that.
Mufti Sahib, what is the difference between Shia and Rawafiz?
Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, I told you, Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah, I said, and I heard his own tape myself. You know, those days you get the tapes and CDs, and CD cassette, whatever. So I heard Sheikh Albani, I met him personally also, 98. So remember that Sheikh, speaking about Sahuk, I went with Sahuk, you know, in 98. So I was in Dalum, Newcastle, Jamiat Natal, they contacted me. You want to go for Umrah? I said, what's up? He said, you must go with Sahuk. I said, me, I'm ever ready battery. So I represented them. That time the leader of Sahuk was that Gora politician. He's buried here in Lens. He's written by his grave, freedom fighter. So they don't have teeth, remember that. They can't tell the Saudis what to do. They have to, whatever the Saudis say, ya boss, yes boss. They don't got teeth to tell the Saudis anything and all that. That's for sure. You must remember that. Anyway, speaking about 98, so that story came. So you must remember this. So what was now the question, Molana, 98? So
what was the difference? What is the difference between the Shia and Rawafid?
Right. So you must remember that Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, he wrote about this in the whole Muqaddamah of Fathul Bari. You see, Irshadul Bari, you must read that. So you must remember that. Just read in the Muqaddamah, it is written. So you must read it there, mashallah. Excellent, it is written there. With these people, what it means, that's what it means. I'll give you the difference now. So when you use the term Shia, it means Shi'ane Ali in those days. It means they belong to Sayyidina Ali's party. They say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is very great and better than Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, like that and all. When you say Rawafid in those days, it means they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they curse Sayyidina Umar, they curse Sayyidina Usman, they curse Sayyidina Aisha, they curse Sayyidina Hafsa. Don't speak about Amir Muawiyah, they curse the whole family. They curse Amir Muawiyah, they curse his parents, you must remember Abu Sufyan, his mother Hinda, they curse his brother Ziyad, you understood, Ziyad bin Abi Sufyan. All of them are Sahaba. So this was so they. But today, we use the term Shia because they're doing the same thing which the Rawafis in those days used to do. And you just have to read Khomeini's books and go read their books and see. So that everything is available on the internet nowadays. So our fatwa is Shias, Rawafis, Kafir out of the fold of Islam. And anybody wants to debate with me, first question I'll ask you, is Khomeini a Muslim or non-Muslim? I say non-Muslim. And then I'll ask you, what will you do when Khomeini said, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. So bring your daughter, we'll get one customer. We'll see how much you like Khomeini and so forth. Pakka kafirs they are. Waman shakka fi kufrim fa wa kafir also.
After a long sajda, what do you do if you can't remember how many sittings did you have?
So remember the question is this. This person was in salat. So whether he was reading Far Salat, Sunnat Salat, or whatever, if he's reading behind the Imam, so he'll follow the Imam, so that's not a problem, but he's reading individually. So now he decided to make a long sajda. Why? Because he heard the hadith of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Master alayhi salatu salam said that, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The nearest the person goes to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, mercy will envelope him and فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ All these words are mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So in a case like that you must now exert yourself and make a lot of dua and supplication and so forth and so on. You see that? So now he got confused and his fuses got blown. He doesn't know what. So you must make taharri, you must use your discretion, and then you carry on your salat. It's 3 and 4, so you say 3. Or you say 3 and 4, you say 4, like that and so forth. And if you've got complete doubt, just break your salat, remember and repeat your salat. That will be the easiest option. So in a case like that, my brother, before you start reading salat, read the dua. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, and that is, you must remember, that in Muslim Sharif it is mentioned that Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B, he comes in Salat, and the same thing what you're saying, La Yadri comes for Allah, the person doesn't know how many rakats he read, Salatan or Arba, they didn't know 4 rakats, 3 rakats what he read. So ask Allah Jalla Wala for protection from Khinzab, and then inshallah Allah will protect you. Last question, Mohammed.
Mufti Sahab, is it true that if Loban smoke goes through your nose, your rosa is broken?
Loban?
Yeah.
So in the hadith is mentioned, Mustafa, Habibuna, I give you 3 references. In the must remember in Ibn Majah, in the chapter Kitabul Masajid, is written that Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, Jammiruha al Jumu'ah. In your masajid, you must go in your mosque and put loban, you must put bakhur, all there. Till today in Masjid Nabawi, if you are in front, you will see the brothers come and they put loban. Ramadan time, no Ramadan. So what you're going to say, the fast is broken. Totally wrong that is. So you must remember, it is written in Zadul Ma'ad of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah. He writes, you must remember that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed a person. He was a tabi'i. What was his name? Nu'aym Al-Mujammir. You know more, Salim Karim, you know better than me. So remember, in Pakistan, India, the guy selling tea, chai wala, guy selling topis, topi wala, guy selling watches, gari wala. So he became known as Nu'aym Al-Mujammir. And if you open Bulughul Maram, you will find his name there also. So there's Nu'aym Al-Mujammir, Loban Wala. So Sayyidina Umar appointed him. You must put Loban here every Thursday night, Friday in the masjid. Say, 100% is my honor, Sheikh Amirul Mu'mineen. I'll do it. And then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in Adabul Masajid, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai hamare masajid mein. We have abandoned the sunnah. So that person who told you if you put loban in the masjid or here and there, it will break your fast, totally wrong that is. Remember that your fast is totally valid. There's no problem with that. Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.